transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, today we are celebrating the Feast of All Saints. And so all of us are celebrating today because all of us are called to be saints. As St. Paul reminds us, all of us are called to live a life of holiness. All of us in our baptism have been united to Christ. And so, as we live our daily life focusing on God, that's how we become and remain saints of the church and saints of God. The word saint comes from the word aios, which means not earthly. And so our call as Christians is to be not of the earth, meaning that we do not have our priorities here on earth, but up there in heaven. Our job as Christians is to care more about God than about everything that surrounds us on the earth. Even air conditioning. And that's a tough one here in Florida. But Christ himself says, whoever loves father or mother or daughter or land or anything more than me, Christ says, is not worthy of me. And so we have to think, Christ always speaks the truth. And through the Holy Spirit, which we celebrated last week at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit has guided the church into the fullness of the truth, into all truth. And so if the church is telling us that God wants us to love him more than anything else, then that's the life he has for us. And so the question is, how do we go about living that life? How is it possible to walk the earth and love God more than anything? It's a daily struggle, if we're honest. From the moment we wake up, we are preoccupied with ourselves. What am I going to feed myself today? What am I going to clothe myself with today? Is my house in order? Do I have a job today? Do people like me today? Is my wife going to let me back in the house today because I've said something silly? I have to worry about that one all the time. And this is our daily preoccupation. And Christ knows this. He knows this is our challenge, because then he also says, whoever does not take up his cross is not worthy of me. And the life that we are called to is our cross. It is a stavro. It is a heavy burden. It is not easy to spend every day, all day, loving God more than anything else we encounter. That's not easy. But it's the challenge that God has called us to. And so, my brothers and sisters, I invite you, embrace the life of the church. Allow the life of the church to become your daily life. If it is a day of fasting, live a day of fasting. If it is a day of feasting, live a day of feasting. If it is a day of prayer, live a day of prayer. This rhythm of life of the church has only one purpose: to help us become holy, to help us learn how to love to live in Christ. And so, tomorrow is a fasting day. It is the shortest Lent of the year, the Lent of the Holy Apostles. This year, only one day. Η νηστεία των Αποστόλων φέτος είναι μόνο μία ημέρα. Καλή δύναμη. But this one day is still our rhythm. We celebrate the Feast of All Saints, and then we fast. And then we feast for the Holy Apostles. And then again, on Wednesday and Friday, we're going to fast. And again, on the 14 days of August, we're going to fast. This constant rhythm of life is how we learn to love God more than anything else on the face of the earth. And our prayers, by putting God the very first thing of every day, before our feet even touch the ground from getting up from bed, we should say our prayers. The very first words out of our mouth should be focused on God. And then when we go to bed, the very last thing before our head hits the pillow should be our prayers. Should be the most important thing as we drift off to sleep, remembering the name of God. We should be people of charity and love. There are so many around us who need our help. We must be people who assist those around us. And in our stewardship, supporting the work of the church. Stewardship is important not because the church has bills to pay, although it has bills. In our stewardship, my brothers and sisters, we learn how to love God more than anything else on the face of the earth. When we tithe our paycheck, when we give the first 10% of our paycheck to the church, we are training ourselves to put God first. Unfortunately, most of us, as much as we love the church, when it comes to our giving to the church, we give whatever's left over. Whatever we have financially after all of our bills are paid, we give something to the church. Whatever we have left over after we have done everything there is to do in our daily schedule, we go here, we go here, we go there, we go there. If we have any time left over, then we come to church. We're always giving God what's left over in our life instead of putting God first. And so that's our call this morning, to become saints. Να γίνουμε άγιοι στον Θεό. To put God, His way of life, and His love as the number one thing in our life. This is why I have been saying since Pascha, we have to learn to place Holy Communion as the single most important thing in our life. We must, as Orthodox Christians, because only Orthodox Christians can receive communion in the church, we must live a life always prepared for Holy Communion, because we do not know when it's going to be taken away from us. We do not know if tonight is our last night on the face of the earth. That tragedy in South Florida. Hundreds of people, in the middle of the night, their building collapses on top of them. I pray they were ready to see God. Are we ready for that split moment that we don't know when it's coming? The way for us to get ready, my brothers and sisters, is to truly, in everything, put God first. And stop giving Him our leftovers. because he gave us his best. And he asks us to give him the same. We must pray for those poor people in South Florida. They are still searching for lives. They are still searching for people. So many people are suffering. Not just in South Florida. There's tragedies all over the world every day. Include them in your prayers so they can find peace in the mercy of God. Because God wants us to love them. Kronya Pola, glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.